Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here today. Now, today we feature a very wonderful guest. We have with us healing and wellness coach and also author, founder of Align with Joy, Wendy Lee Baldwin. And really, for anyone in the audience who constantly suffers from stress or depression, which many of us tuning in today can definitely relate to, I advise you to really listen in very closely today to really the important topics and also the story of Wendy Lee Baldwin. It is now Monday, the 17th of October, and also to remind our guests, especially from overseas, our interview today with Wendy will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're part of social media, please visit us at Facebook at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And also on Twitter, please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And most importantly, please visit us on our website, that is accglobalmedia.com. And you can really enjoy our show today with Wendy at really any time of the day. Now, getting back to our special guest for today, Wendy Lee Baldwin. Wendy has really dedicated herself to helping people around the world cope with issues. Issues that really haunt many of us, such as, let's say, depression or anxiety, grief, abandonment issues, and even betrayal. These are things that can linger on people for many, many years, maybe even for a lifetime. And when many of us suffer from these issues, there's usually not many people you could turn to for help, especially at a price that's affordable for regular working people, such as ourselves. Wendy Lee Baldwin now provides this outlet that so many people need. And believe me, Wendy herself has suffered from these issues. And she has found or figured out a way to overcome these issues. Now using her over 11 years of experience to help and advise others, she's really created her practice to help individuals now all over the world. And again, helping people with depression, also relationships, people in business. And she has a proven track record of getting results. Now an author of an amazing book titled Healing Your Soul in a Chaotic World, Defying the Odds of Sanity and Survival. Again, Wendy continues to thrive on her goal of helping people really heal from their issues or from their suffering. And also, final word before I do bring Wendy on today. Every guest on our show is very carefully and thoroughly vetted. And this is to assure that every guest on our show that is sharing their amazing stories and their services are the most qualified people in the world to help assist anyone in our audience. I am very proud to present to our audience today healing and wellness coach and also author, founder of Align with Joy, Ms. Wendy Lee Baldwin. How are you doing today, Wendy?
I'm doing wonderful, Matthew. Thank you. I'm really excited to be on your show today.
We are very happy to have you, especially speaking on very important topics. Now, Wendy, if you could please share with our audience, who exactly is Wendy Lee Baldwin?
Well, Matthew, that depends who you ask. Some people think I'm crazy, a crazy cuckoo person. But those who really know me, they know that I am a big ball of love, a transmitter of joy. I'm also a grandmother, a mother, sister, all
really?
Those wonderful titles. Yes, I am, and proud of it.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Well, as anybody, our regular listeners know, anybody that is on our show is usually on because they have a very amazing and inspiring story. Wendy, if you could please share some of your story or your personal journey with our audience.
I would be happy to. Thank you. Yes, even though right now my life is amazing, I'm happy, I'm excited to get up every day, I'm just so grateful to be alive. Life hasn't always been this way. I started off, I'm 53 years old. I started off with a lot of trauma in the womb. And when I was born, I have carried this feeling that I was God's biggest mistake. I have multiple abandonment issues from many parents. I have multiple parents. And I went through a lot of physical abuse, emotional abuse, and this translated into a lot of health issues. I went the traditional route to try to help myself once I hit the wall with I was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I had depression and anxiety, which I didn't even realize you can have at the same time. I battled ongoing for ever since I was a little girl with wanting to die. The first time I actually tried to do something to myself, I was 10 years old, and that was just an ongoing theme of battling between living and dying. But once I did hit the proverbial wall, I finally did reach out to seek help, and I was absolutely terrified to ask for help because, you know, there's shame. At least that's what I was taught to believe. Through society, through family teaching, there's a lot of shame whenever you are not quote-unquote normal. But
yeah.
I did pick up the phone, and I dialed for help, and I was able to get a little bit of help using the traditional path of psychotherapy. It took some edge off as far as the emotional illness. It didn't help me a lot, but it took some edge off. As far as
yes.
my physical health, My file was very, very thick, and one day my doctor even pointed out to me how thick my file was. It was probably pushing, no exaggeration, a good inch and a half thick. I started seeing a doctor when I was 15 years old, and my health issues just multiplied over the years. And the last couple times I went to the doctor, it was for thyroid issues. I was rapidly gaining weight. And I had a lump on my throat, and I had two doctors tell me, oh, you're fine. Like, no, I'm not fine. I'm too old
yeah.
to feel like an old woman. I'm too young to feel like this old woman. And that's when I had to find alternative methods, and I didn't know what to do. And I say that I sent out an SOS to the universe. And an amazing person stepped into my life, and that helped take me down the path that I'm on today of healing myself emotionally and physically. And that since that had such a massive impact on me, that showed me that this was my path to help others.
Yes. And again, it's wonderful that you are using these experiences, really very tough life experiences, and now really helping other people either avoid your situation or really overcome it. It's really a wonderful thing. What I would like to know, how does your own personal story aid to your empathy for your clients?
Because I have been through an extreme amount of trauma. People, when they come to me, they say to me, "Wendy, you do understand how I feel." Because I'll say, "I know how you feel." And I say, "Yes, you do." And what happens is when people understand that I feel, you know, what their pain is all about, I can relate, they open up. And they're able to share some very deep, deep secrets that they don't tell other people, and that's when healing starts.
And
therefore,
I'm sorry, you could continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, and therefore, I actually see the trauma that I went through as a gift, which sounds really crazy to some people right now, but it is a gift because it's something that I can give back to other people, that compassion, that empathy, that understanding.
Yes, and I really touch on so many different areas that you help people with. Who is your client base?
My main client base is spiritually minded women over 40 who have a lot of buried traumas, a lot of issues from their childhood. These manifest into depression, anxiety, relationship issues, as well as physical issues. Because the science is proving more and more that there is a direct relationship between your emotional issues and what manifests into the physical. And I say that spiritually minded women over 40, because what I have found is that once you women tend to reach the age 40 to 50, they start getting tired of dragging their old baggage around. And then they're starting to be more willing to open up to possibilities of letting it go and changing their life, taking charge of their life and healing from the past and being in control and happy. And sometimes they're happy for the first time in their life.
And happiness is something that really escapes so many of us. If you could really share with the audience that maybe are going through these issues, what are the exact services that you would provide to them?
What I provide is, what is the most beneficial is when someone is willing to have a combination of coaching as well as healing. There are some people who don't want to, they want to make some changes, but they're not open to the healing part, and which is just fine, and for that I offer coaching. When you do step into the big arena for the coaching and the healing, we go in and we heal on the deepest levels, on the heart and the soul level. We get to the core issues, and that's where people find the biggest transformation.
And many people in the audience are maybe wondering, some people just feel that they're so far gone and that there's no helping them. If you could really explain to them the different tools or, let's say, techniques that you would incorporate into your program in order to help them.
Yes. First of all, so that you're breathing and you have, if you're ready, willing, able, and eager to make change, it's never too late. I would say as long as you're still alive, you still have a chance, okay? It's just more a matter of being, like I said, wanting to do it. Some of the tools that we use, I use, is to help the person to get into a relaxed state and to be willing to explore where the pain really is. And you may think that the pain started in one part of your life, but in actuality, you go to find out once you dig deeper that it started earlier. For example, you may be having, let's say you have depression today, and you know that there was an incident that started when you were a child. We'll go back to that childhood issue and work with that. But what you may not know is that some of these depressive traits actually started in the womb, and they could have also been inherited. And we go in and we explore the different areas where the original problem started, and that is what's key. What is becoming more and more mainstream understanding, thank goodness to all these wonderful scientists today, is that they're proving that we bring in a lot of issues through our DNA. That's with the energy at conception. We pick up all of these different emotions and experiences in the womb. We have all kinds of experiences as we're being born. These can all set you up for what manifests later in life when something gets triggered. So, in other words, I use the client, we would use all kinds of different tools to explore where a trauma, where an issue started. And it's very, very powerful. That is one of the tools. Another tool is just regular good coaching, helping the person to stay on track, helping the person to be accountable, just being there for someone. Sometimes on sessions, all somebody wants to do is just have someone hear what they have to say. That is powerful right there, just having an empathetic ear just to listen.
Yes, and I also believe it is very important to try to find the root of the problem. And I think it would... I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
No, I just can agree with you, absolutely.
Yes, it definitely helps the process of trying to heal. And many people tend to skip that, and they want to heal without really finding the root of that problem. So I definitely agree that it's very important. So there are so many different issues that so many people are dealing with around our country and also around the world globally. What are the biggest issues facing people today, Wendy?
Money, the fear and the lack around money, stress. Stress is massive. Depression, anxiety, and suicide is up there pretty high, especially in our youth. That's extremely high in our young people. Those are some of the very big ones. And, of course, there's weight issues. Look at our health. Look at it, especially here in America. Look at how many people are overweight, and look at what we're doing to ourselves. And there's an underlying cause to that. Yes, we can blame fast food. We can blame our lack of schedules, but there's an underlying emotional element underneath that as well that needs to be addressed.
Yes, I definitely agree. I mean, it's especially the weight. It's a very big issue. And again, many other countries around the world have these different fast food establishments, and some of these countries are not really suffering with some of these weight issues. Is stress a part of that?
Oh, absolutely. Stress is huge. Stress is a multi-billion dollar industry and causing companies to lose money. It's people are going to the doctors because of stress. I read a statistic just recently, and I don't remember the exact number, but the doctors were reporting it's a huge percentage of people who are seeing professional care and help now for stress-related issues.
So you explained something about a stress action plan. What exactly is a stress relief action plan?
A stress relief action plan is something that I created a couple of years ago. You know how whenever we're expecting a natural disaster, let's say here where I live in Hawaii, we get the threats of the hurricane, we get threats of tsunami. Whenever we know there's a potential disaster coming, we get prepared, right, so that we're not caught off guard.
Yes.
Well, it's the same way with the stress relief action plan. We know we're going to have stress. That's just the way it is. Stress, as long as you're a human, is unavoidable. what I've devised is a process, a program that helps people, first of all, identify some of the key areas of stress, help them identify the areas of stress that they're taking on that they really should not be taking on. And then we come up with an action plan, like a multi-step action plan on how they can choose to behave when the stressful situation hits. And what that does is it helps the person, instead of having a knee-jerk reaction, which is pretty typical, that way they know, oh, okay, I'm feeling this way, boom, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this to help me get myself calmed down. And it's very powerful. When I share this with people, they are just, they're so excited. They're like, oh, my God, you know, because it's really empowering to feel like you're in control of yourself.
And that's very important. And I see that we have a couple of callers waiting on cue. I'm not sure if we will have any time. I'm sure you all do want to ask Wendy a few questions. If we do have time at the end of the show, we'll definitely try to get to you. So, Wendy, I did explain to the audience before that you have a book. If you could really describe to the audience the writing process, or why exactly did you choose to write this book?
The reason I chose to write this book is, first of all, I just got this message inside of me. I needed to write my story. And as I was going through the writing process, it was very cathartic for me, because what I found is that I could not write about specific events until I went in and actually did healing on it. Because there were many events that I could not talk about, period, with anybody. Some of them I couldn't even share with my father until I was in my 40s. I couldn't tell him some things that happened to me. And that's very common for people to not be able to talk about, you know, very personal traumatic experiences.
Yeah.
And what I really wanted to do, first of all, once I got my book done, it took me 2 years to write it. And once I got it done, even got it through my editor and everything, I just said, you know what, I can't do it. I just can't publish my book, because I lay myself out like a lamb to slaughter. I expose the inner workings of my mind, because the reader goes through the story with me in current time, from the beginning to key traumatic experiences and then through the healing process. And there's some ugly stuff in there. But I was talking to someone, and I mentioned that I was, you know, giving a talk about money blocks or something. He goes, well, that's great, Wendy, but people don't care about that. They care about your story. People want to know that they're not alone. And with that conversation, I said, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to step out of ego here and just lay it on the line. I'm going to publish this book and let people know they are not alone. There's somebody who knows what it feels like to go through what you've been through. And my hope was that people will read this, open their hearts up, open their souls up, and be willing to come forward for healing and transformation.
And that's, it's really the most difficult part, seeking out that help, taking that first step. And I assume that's what you do hope people take away from the book once they actually read it.
Absolutely. And in the back of the book, I also have some helpful tools. I have what I call the secret formula to your best life ever. And it's some self-help tools that people can sit and just start doing some brain dumping. And, you know, that sometimes that's the safest spot to start is, of course, with yourself. If you're willing to just start going through some of these four steps, that can really help. I had one client, she read my book, and she said, okay, I'm ready to forgive now because of this, since we walked through. And so, yes, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, you could go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
All right. Well, what I really wanted to go over, you have this wonderful book, you have your practice, as you know, there's so many people out there, you know, other types of coaches and counselors offering all helps to many different people, which is wonderful. But Wendy, especially with your story and experience, what, in your opinion, really makes you feel that you stand apart from all of the others that are offering similar services to you?
For one thing, I'm very out of the box. People tell me that quite often, and I even have a testimonial on one of my websites that I'm one of the most out-of-the-box people this person had ever met. This person has a lot of experience in this field. One of the reasons I'm out of the box is because I use a lot of different techniques. I have a lot more training than most people. Another thing that sets me apart is especially the healing part. So I've gone in and I've done what I call clearing my crap. I've gone in and I've done the healing work myself. And what I found while I was going through the healing process and the training process is trainer after trainer says you've got to clear your stuff. And you absolutely do, because the more you clear yourself, the more you can help other people. And I have been diligent with clearing my stuff, which makes me, we'll say, a more clear channel for helping other people. I'm not getting stuck into other people's stuff. And I know how to help them because I've been down that road.
Yes. And I value experience more than anything. I value it more than any type of schooling, anything of that nature. To actually have someone that's experienced a certain issue that is helping me or someone else, I believe that is the most valuable. We have a little under 3 minutes left, and I do want to get to this because I don't want us to be cut off. You have a wonderful program and your book. If you could really share with our audience, where would they be able to go to get more information about you or even information about your book?
They can go to my website at alignwithjoy.com, and if they type in alignwithjoy.com, that's my main website. And I do have another one at the straight Align with Joy, but it doesn't have as much information, so I recommend starting with that one first. I also have an email that people can sign up for. I call it Notes from Paradise. If people sign up, they will be given the opportunity to download several free tools that I offer over multiple days. And then there, through the email, I also give them updates on some webinars that I have coming up, as well as some group coaching calls that I'm going to be having coming up soon.
Okay. And if you could also share with them again information, the title of your book and where they can go to purchase it.
Yes. The title of my book is Healing Your Soul in a Chaotic World, Defying the Odds of Sanity and Survival. It's an unconventional toolkit for letting go and transforming your life, and people can get the physical copy by going to my website and ordering it directly from me, and I will sign it, and that doesn't I pay for the postage. It's $25 for a hard copy, and they can also now get the digital download on my website. I have it in PDF as well as an EPUB, and they can go to my website and get that as well.
Okay, and to everyone in the audience that is dealing with any of these issues, again, I have to stress, taking that first step is really the most important part. And again, finding someone that does have the experience to help you, I believe, is the most valuable. We have a little under a minute left, Wendy. If you could very quickly share with the audience, what is your favorite part of your job, or what is the personal satisfaction you get from helping other people?
Oh, the thrill of hearing people smile, seeing people smile. I say hearing because we do a lot over the phone, and just witnessing the transformation and them stepping out of the old and into the new. It just makes me happier than I can ever describe. It makes my heart sing.
And that's really the best part of it, that you really enjoy helping people, and something that you really love doing. And again, to our audience today, anybody dealing with any of these issues that we spoke about, please seek out to Wendy for that help. Wendy, again, is really one of the most qualified people that we've been able to find in order to help out anyone in the audience dealing with these issues. In my opinion, really one of the most qualified people in the world. We're just about out of time today. Wendy, it was an absolute honor having you on today speaking about these issues. Hopefully we could have you back again in the future. To everyone that was waiting on cue, I apologize that we did not have time to get to you. Hopefully if we have Wendy back on again, we can get to some questions. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And Wendy, again, I thank you very much for joining us today.
Mahalo, Matthew. It's been an absolute honor and pleasure.
All right. Aloha to you and everyone out there. You have a wonderful day. I look forward to having you back with us again next time.